this is the future. It's back to just the two of us, which I might play in a minute by Bill Withers because it seems very apt. And someone who's thought and written about this is Celia Dodd, who's author of a book called The Empty Nest, How to Survive and Stay Close to Your Adult Child. Hello, Celia.
Oh, hello, Robert.
It is definitely one of those kind of landmarks, this, isn't it?
Oh, it really is. And I think it sort of crystallises what's going on in life generally. You know, as you say, this is the way it's going to be in the future. You know, holidays really reflect how you feel about each other and you know, how you're going to get on. And you can sort of look at each other and think, oh, well, you know, who's that thing? When you've spent so long bringing up children together and they've been the focus of your life for so long.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I think the thing... You just do very different things.
Yeah.
Like we found, because we go to the same place in Spain. We have a house in Spain and our kids, we've had it throughout the time that we've had children, basically.
Mm.
And we just found that half of the places we go because of them.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? And so we'd walk to this beach and think, well, why are we here? We don't want to play football. We don't want to do it.
Well, exactly. Well, and that's the whole thing about holidays and about the emptiness. It's getting out of those habits. You know, we're really into the habit of pleasing other people, pleasing the kids, compromising, doing what they want to do, eating what they want to eat, going where they want to, where they want to go. And then suddenly don't have to do that anymore. And one man in my book said, well, actually, I really missed all the disagreements the first time we went on holiday together. You know,
well,
I really
to be honest,
my daughter's getting, you know.
No, that's exactly. And we had that self same conversation because, you know, you travel with three rumbustious kids and there's lots of arguments.
Yeah.
I mean, they're, you know, they're familial arguments and they're fairly friendly ones, but yeah. I missed it. There was no one shouting at anybody. No one stormed off of any tables whatsoever.
Yeah.
And I really did genuinely miss all of that.
Yeah, and they give you a structure to your day. You know, you even if you decide you don't want to do what they want to do or you're having an argument about it, at least there's something to, you know, there's a structure to the way the holiday's going to go. And suddenly you don't have that structure. You've just got yourselves to please. And, you know, that can be a bit discombobulating, really.
I mean... At one point, you see, we thought of saying, no, we're going to tell them they've got to come with us, certainly the youngest one.
Yeah.
And we could put our foot down and say, no, you know, you're coming on holiday with us.
Mm.
Would that be a bad idea, do you think? Are you trying to sort of hold back the tide?
Well, yeah, I think it's better that you don't really want a child on holiday with you who really doesn't want to come. I mean, that's not going to be fun for anyone, is it?
Yeah.
I think the only trouble is that you then might be worrying about them. Are they okay?
Sure.
And, you know, maybe you feel a bit hurt. I mean, I think I felt a bit hurt when my children didn't want to go on holiday with me. And also, when they went on holiday with other families and they had a really brilliant time, that was really upsetting. That happened to me in the summer, actually.
Do you think, is it a good idea, do you think, to plan, if you're lucky enough to be able to have holidays, because, you know, not everybody does, and you're lucky enough, should you maybe occasionally plan one that can include everybody and bring in the, you know, we got a 22-year-old, it would be lovely to, you know, she came away with us one time last year and it was great.
Yeah, no, I think it's great to plan them and, you know, as long as they're sort of willing to come on board. I mean, lots of families pull this off really well. It's not something that I've managed that well myself, but I mean, I know that lots of families get together, have big get-together in the summer, and especially as the children get older, I think the kids really come to like it. So when they are in their 20s, they really like that opportunity.
Well, they probably quite like the fact that I'm likely to put the credit card down at the end of the meal.
Yeah, there's that as well. But I think, you know, I think kids really do now like an opportunity to all get together as a family. And I think that's the sort of future. Maybe when they're teenagers, they're not so keen on that. And they want to establish themselves, their own identity, have their own fun. But as they get older, they still have a thing about the family. And it's a really good opportunity. It's just a bit of a logistical nightmare.
My eldest daughter has got, you know, has got a boyfriend, she's 22, and he came on holiday with us last year. What do you feel about that, taking kind of partners as they get a bit older and stuff?
Well, I think that's great. I think, you know, the more the merrier, really. And, you know, again, you don't want somebody being miserable because, you know, their boyfriend.
They're pining for a boyfriend or girlfriend.
Yeah, exactly.
Or
and I think, you know, as long as you get on with them, I mean, you know, it's a different kettle of fish if you don't like the boyfriend or girlfriend, but, you know, as long as you get on with them, then it can be really good fun. And it's a way of, you know, getting to know them as well. I mean, that's what holidays are all about, really, connecting with each other and having, you know, time to really get to know everyone. I mean, obviously, you know your kids, but, you know, just, you know, just spending time together.
Well, that thing about time was kind of perhaps the most, the thing I noticed most. We had lots of time on this holiday. And neither of us were quite sure what to do with it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It was, because it's just, it's so much easier. You haven't got all these other people to corral and get out of the house and all of that sort of stuff. But it equally means that you've just got lots of time on your hands.
Yes. And I think that takes a bit of time to get used to. So probably your next holiday on your own, you'll have sort of got into that idea. I think the first time, you know, it's a lot of big adjustment. And, you know, the next time it probably gets easier. There are loads of things you want to do. And you discover what you really, really like, I mean, you know, like doing together. And, you know, so it's a sort of, it's a gradual process of adjustment, I think.
Is it a process that you do adjust to, though, if you say?
I mean, I used to look at empty nest parents on holiday. I remember our last big family holiday, and there was this empty nest couple, and I looked at them and thought,
how could
so
you tell?
Sad.
I mean, is it written on my face?
But you can tell, you know, you see them, they wander off together, and you can see they're, you know, of a certain age. And they were obviously having a great time. I thought, oh, that's so sad. You know, that's going to be me soon. And now I am those people, and I think, great, this is great. I really enjoy holidays with my partner, and, you know, and I never thought I would, to be honest.
Because that's one of the things that we talked about. While we were away, is maybe not in the near future, because it's far too early yet, but, you know, a few years down the line, maybe sort of doing that, sort of almost taking a gap year and going travelling together, if you see what I mean.
Well, lots of people do that. I mean, there's a couple of people in my book that did that. One went cycling across Canada.
I can't see my wife cycling across anywhere. I love cycling.
Yeah, but, you know, that's obviously the great opportunity. You know, that's a fantastic opportunity. You can do what you like. You could go travelling. You can, you know, go on adventures. And again, you can take inspiration from your own kids, because obviously lots of kids go on fantastic gap years and they've all been to really interesting places. And I think that's, you know, we can learn a lot from their sort of spontaneity and their kind of real love of life, which, you know, we're also responsible.
You see, that's one of the other things, isn't it? You can be more spontaneous, because when there's lots of you to organise, you've got to organise things in advance. You've got to make sure you've got a table at the restaurant if there's seven of you. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly. You know, you can do exactly what you like when you like. You don't have to think about all of those sort of, you know, the nitty-gritty of everyday life and making sure, and also worrying about them. I mean, when I was on family, you know, big family holidays, I was still, although they were old enough to take care of themselves, I would still spend quite a lot of time worrying about them. And you don't have to do that anymore. You know, you really can just be free. But again, I think it takes time to get used to that, and to be, you know, like your kid, you know, to behave a bit like your kids do, in a sort of, you know, in a carefree way, to be carefree again.
I haven't been carefree for years. I'm not sure I care for it.
I think it's great being carefree. it's a habit. You have to get into it.
I presume, Celia, the other thing I'm thinking is that, no, the kids didn't want to come to Spain in October. Mm. They probably knew it was going to rain as much as it did, even though we didn't. Mm. But I'm sure there will be, particularly as they get a bit older, that they'll come back, won't they, in some senses? There will be times that they will want to be on holiday with you again.
Oh, definitely. No, I'm sure they will. And, you know, sometimes, it it'd be one of them will want to come on holiday with you, and sometimes it will be all of them.
Yeah.
And I think, just as they all want to come back and live with you, you know, which is what happens in families now. And, again, I think it's a really great opportunity to get to know them as adults, because, you know, we can all get used to the idea of our children as children and think of them in a certain way. And then when you go on holiday with them, you spend time with them as adults, or they come back to live at home and you're spending, you know, you're adult to adult. And that moves the relationship on. And, you know, that's a really, really good thing, I think.
Celia, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Celia Dodd, author of The Empty Nest, How to Survive and Stay Close to Your Adult Child. And she's got three grown-up children. And I guess that's sort of what we've nearly got now. And it is still taking some coming to terms with, to be honest, after sort of 18 years of married life with, you know, children, always, because I married into a child, so there was one from the very beginning. It was very unusual going away without them. And I do think it's going to take quite a lot of kind of psychological getting used to, which is quite handy, because I've now got Dr. Terry Apter on the line, who's a psychologist at Newnham College, Cambridge. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning.